Good morning, Chris. Always very appreciative of your time, especially when the mighty Mayor Winks is about to return. I'm looking up to the television. I can see yourself and Huey Bowman doing the rounds on Sunrise and all the media this morning. There is no doubt when Winks is about to return, the media certainly jumps back on. How are you this morning?
Yeah, very good. And yeah, good to get this morning out of the way. And I guess the last month out of the way, it's always a bit of a concern when any horse comes back for a new preparation, especially when they're 1 year older. But fortunately, there's nothing to be concerned about. She's picture perfect.
She has looked phenomenal in the pieces of work we've seen, the trials that she's had. I mean, it's hard to say that Winks would ever surprise you, but are you pleased or, I suppose, almost thinking that she's come back at this stage of her campaign better than she has in the past?
Yeah, just belief, really, Michael. From one thing to another, firstly, where she's at now, when she's just turned 7 and doesn't look like stopping or slowing down, and then you think about her winning sequence and you say, well, how does a horse do that? And obviously we saw it with Black Caviar, never beaten, and lucky enough to get a horse like Winks in our own care and part of her life. It really is something special.
And for a mare as well, when we get to 7 years of age, training the mares, is this an area where sometimes they can go and show you that they want to finish and head towards the breeding barn? Is that a concern that you've always got, especially with one as good as Winks?
Oh, well, with Winks, with her, obviously, a public following, yeah, it is. I guess it's just the responsibility of making sure that she's there just as good as she was the year before or 6 months before. But all we can be guided by is her body language, and how she seems to be working. Obviously, you don't really know until that final pressure goes on, but we've just got nothing to be concerned about.
Is it getting easier, Chris, or is the pressure continuing to build with each win?
I just dare not say it. And I probably sound like a stuck record, but being in this position, I can't give you words to equate what we think, how we respect Winks or anything like that. She's just something different, like any other horse in the stable, any other horse on the training tracks. But on race day and just those odd little signs, she's just something quite different. So we don't know what to look for. We don't know when the end is, but we'll just enjoy it for a bit longer yet.
There was a little bit of a twist during the week with the decision that Kemantari will also now face Winks first up. With a horse like Winks, do you just have supreme confidence, obviously, that she's just better than anything she meets? Or first up, do you see the report that Kemantari is going to take her on and go, this might be a challenge?
I guess so. You'd like a one-horse race if you could, what trainers are like. I'd like to be running against Who Shot the Barman first up. I wouldn't want to take him on in the Sydney Cup, though.
Oh, Barman.
But you're always looking at little things, but the fact is, we've got a horse that rates the highest in the world. She can reel off amazing sectionals, whether it's 1,400 or 2,000 metres. And to be quite frank, she has to come back inferior to where she's been to be beaten by any horse. Mm. So, yes, it's an air of arrogance, but it's a fact too that she's so good.
1,400 metres. Is there anything heading into the race on Saturday that has anything has any concern in your mind?
Well, I haven't taken much notice, to tell you the truth, and we never have with Winks. We've set out a program for her. Every part of her preparation, or every part start of her preparation, we've never really wavered, only if it's to suit the horse, never to miss racing other horses. And I guess that's the beauty you've got with a horse like Winks, or like Peter Moody had with Black Caviar. You're more concentrating on your horse and just making sure she stays safe, because let the rest of them do the worrying, really.
You happy with your decision now to bypass Royal Ascot?
Yeah. That simply simply gives us a few more runs and obviously a beautiful spring to showcase her and racing in Australia. The rest of Ascot and the rest of the world will be watching on Saturday and each and every run as she gets deeper into the preparation. So I think there's lots of positives for staying put and giving the horse longevity.
I know nothing's set in stone, but providing she returns the way you expect, what's the tentative spring campaign you've got mapped out for her?
The next step is to come home after race Saturday night and have a good night's sleep for the horse trainer and jockey and the owners, I think, and then work out where this dream leads us to next. And the obvious plan is we'd like to get her to a Cox Plate, but the minute she shows signs of slowing down, she's going to be a mum.
Would you look for two runs in Melbourne like you've done in the past, a lead-up possibly in a Turnbull?
I would say so. There won't be too much difference. Always keeping an eye on weather, track conditions, other little signs, and we certainly won't lock anything in. But as we've said all along, just take one race at a time and make sure she's there for the right reason, not the wrong reason.
A talking point earlier in the week's been the Altrinogest, which is used by mares to ensure that they don't come into season. I see Racing New South Wales has brought in a local rule to allow mares to continue using that without any fear of a slight increase or a positive for any steroids. In Victoria, that is yet to be done. Is that a concern for you?
Not at all, no. Just respect each jurisdiction, and as long as you're aware of the changes, if they are brought about, well then, so be it. There's so many things with a horse that you can worry about, and those little finer points aren't really a concern with a horse like Winx, and I guess she's just one of the, well, she's a small portion of the total population, which I'm sure they're giving consideration to. So I look forward to Saturday and look forward to the Cox Plate if we get that far as well.
So you'd be happy to race her in Victoria if she couldn't use that?
I couldn't see any reason why she couldn't. She's never shown me hormonal signs or any reasons to suggest otherwise. And yeah, I think it's more just a talking point, and interesting they drag horses into it like Winx. I guess they're just trying to slam a point or trying to headline something, but I think Winx is best used for headlines on Sunday's papers after winning races more than articles that she's not really involved in.
Well, I'll see what the chairman of Racing Victoria has to say about it after 9 o'clock. Chris, outside of Winx, you've got a heap of runners, including in the Winx Stakes. Looking forward to seeing D'Argento and Unforgotten return as well. How do you think they're going this time in?
I think they're going pretty well, in particular D'Argento. He's an exciting colt, and he won the Rose Hill Guineas over 2000, but I don't think that's his best distance. I think he's actually sharper than that, and I'd be just as concerned about him as I would be with any other horse in the race on Saturday. I hope, like hell for Winx's sake, he hasn't come back to a whole new level and runs are close, because it's the three-year-olds that can improve the most, and he certainly filled out and strengthened up. So looking forward to getting him through to the feature races in the spring and building his stud value.
The Epsom
Unforgotten. She's probably a little bit different. She's obviously an Oaks winner. We were scratching our heads after the first up run last prep, so that probably takes away my confidence for Saturday. But she did bounce back second up and won the far lap over 1500. So got speed, very talented horse, but probably looking for hopefully a Caulfield Cup or something similar.
Well, we can't wait to see them. You've got a number of runners in a number of races. We're looking forward to seeing Fiesta resume in the Silver Shadow. How's she going?
She's going well. She's come back a treat after having a good spell after running in the Slipper, and she might even have run in the Percy Sykes after that too. So good spell, come back well, and a really talented filly who's got a good draw.
And Kionic in the last is probably the other big-name runner from the stable. Gee, he was good first up.
Yeah, brilliant. I guess the only negative with him is second up 1400, but with purposely tried to keep him fresh in his work, heading towards Saturday's race. We think he's a lightweight Epsom or Toorak type of horse in the major.
Who do you think's your best outside of the Mighty Mare in Sydney?
I'd probably go with Fiesta.
Fiesta. And then down here, it's not as many runners at Caulfield on Saturday. You've got Oklahoma Girl, who's in race number one. Overstep, he was brilliant last start. And then you've got Wayanka and Avenger, the Avenger, who've both been racing reasonably well. Who do you think's your best chance of a win at Caulfield?
I'd stick my head out and go Oklahoma Girl. She raced a lot better last week with the, well, like 4 days ago with the blinkers on. It's the first time she's had them on, interestingly. And before that, the form was looking rather plain. So certainly stepped her up to being competitive again and drawn well on Saturday.
Chris, thank you for your time. Enjoy Saturday. The world will be watching, and hopefully we'll get to see another unbelievable performance as Winks attempts 26 wins in a row. Good luck.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, everybody.
Chris Waller.